Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, is a synergistic forum to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Sean and Jen deliver a passionate message that provides you with a wealth of knowledge to break through to your best you. Discover your soul path. This show will raise levels of intuition, knowing, and keep you on the edge of your seat. So get ready to understand the meaning and message in your life and how to shift obstacles into opulence. Saturate yourself with powerful intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. Now, here are your hosts, Sean and Jen.
That song is still awesome. Awesome to come on air with, ain't it?
It is. Hey, everybody. It's Sean and Jen. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show.
What up?
Soul Path Insights Radio on Transformation Talk Radio here on planet Earth.
Yeah. Okay. This is Sean. Stay with us for the next hour. We'll help you experience your soul path and help you get some good stuff to get you through the week and maybe enrich your soul and all that other cool stuff as we turn your obstacles into opulence. Sorry, folks. No boom this week. I'm not allowed to say it. Okay, go ahead.
So, Sean and I are going to be, well, we're always kind of in a silly mood, but today, you know, Tuesday's our day together. The kids are gone.
It's all day.
All day. So today we've been playing pranks, and I'm not on personal Facebook, but Sean is. So sometimes I'll sneak onto his account and I'll put these random things that I really can't talk about on the radio because probably not PG enough. But so Sean's been, you know, getting me back, and he's up one, but I'm going to come back. I'm going to give him a sleeper one of these times. He's going to least expect it.
Well, you know, if you really want to dead this whole thing, we could just have a really, really good date night this weekend and call it even.
Yeah. We are having a date night Saturday.
Yes, we are.
We're having an overnight date night, which is even more
overnight, exciting. Which is huge. It's huge. I may get out my suit and tie stuff, size stuff. I may get out my suit and tie for this one.
Maybe Brian can play that song if he has it later. We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But that's the mood I'm in, and looking forward to being with my one and only. And so what's going on? What's going on? We're going to have a new pope here pretty soon. Black smoke rising from the Sistine Chapel. I don't know why I brought that up. It's in the news. I always talk about the news. So I'm not Catholic, but I just figure I'd bring it up. What about you?
You know, Sean actually gets paid for his knowledge about news. People call him and pay him for surveys about his news knowledge. He got a call today, and I swear he's made $700 just by giving his opinion about the news. Me personally, I don't really ever watch the news, but.
Well, you got me. You don't need to watch the news. You got me.
You are my news.
I keep you up on everything pop culture, what's going on locally, statewide, federal, you know, all that kind of thing, you know.
So we have another great show today.
Sixth segment in the Channeling Eric series, right?
Exactly. So we're going to kind of mix things up a little bit today. But for those of you who might be a little bit new to the show, or if this is your first time listening in, just so you know, Jamie will be channeling for Eric.
Hi, Jamie. And, sorry.
Welcome.
Hi, guys.
I guess we're...
I figure we're just going off the cuff. She don't need an introduction. And this is like her sixth time here.
It's like her home.
What's up?
Home station.
We're just trying to break...
I love you. Good night. Yes.
Okay, right. So here's the deal, okay? So Jamie and Eric, welcome back to the show. Today we'll be going and we'll be asking several different types of questions about spirituality, life, all things Eric. And all these, keep in mind, all these questions were submitted by people who follow the blog and our show. Right?
Right. But we want to switch it up today. And we're going to, you know, I feel like, don't you guys feel like, I don't really know Jamie. Who's Jamie? I mean, it's like Jamie's behind the man or in front of the man. We're not really sure. Man, the man being Eric.
Who is this woman?
Who is this woman?
Incredible woman. Yeah. I don't want to come out the wrong way, but yeah.
So, Jamie, we're going to go ahead and ask you some questions, and it's going to be all about you. Are you cool with that?
I'm ready to flow with it. Thanks. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So, first question is, what was your childhood like for you?
Wow. Amusing. Not lonely, I can tell you that. I always had someone to lean on, to talk to play with. As I've gotten older, my mom tells me these wonderful stories about finding me in the closet and asking me what I was doing. I would explain to her I was playing hide and seek with all my friends, yet I was the only child in the house at the time. I do have an older brother. He does not have the same abilities that I do. Neither does my mother. It was, I guess, inherited on my father's side of the family, and it was just the women. So as a child, even though I could see the spirits and interact with them, my mother never knew that I was doing that. She always considered it as my imaginary friends. So my childhood was very full, not lonely, I can tell you that.
Okay.
I got a question for you. Did your imaginary friend have a name?
My imaginary friends did have names, and they were real people, but hard for me to explain that to my parents.
Right.
The closest one to me was Bob. He was in his mid-30s, and he died in a car crash. He would always talk to me about driving off the cliff and missing his family, but these talks about death and how it happened to them were never scary. It was just something of a common topic, like, what are you going to eat today? They were always looking out for me, taking care of me. It was never scary or frightening. There were three others that I used to play with as well, but Bob was the main dude.
Do you feel like Bob, somehow you and Bob were connected either in a, you know, past or present or past or future life? Do you know, or
I don't know. I don't know. And I've never sat down to ask him. They unfortunately left my life when I was 6 years old, when my mother convinced me that she could see those imaginary friends and asked me to go ahead and say goodbye to them, that they wanted to stay in the vacation spot of Helen, Georgia, and we lived in Lakeland, Florida. And once I said goodbye to them, they honored that and they stayed in Helen, and we drove home to Florida, me crying all the way 8 hours with my mother announcing they are staying in Helen, Georgia.
Aww.
Oh, you remember that like yesterday.
Oh my God. I even remember the purple jelly shoes with glitter that I was wearing because I stared at them the whole 8 hours just trying to compose the idea that the structure of friends and these people that guided me were no longer going to be there. It was such an odd, odd day.
Do you write about that in your book?
I did write about that, saying goodbye and how they honor that. You know, these guides and spirits that are with us, supporting us, they don't want to create any kind of fear. They're really there as a support. So right. If we're asking for them to stay or leave, they're going to do so.
Okay. Thank you for sharing it. Let's speed up a little bit more. Maybe this is back then, this next question, because this may have come to you right around when you had to say goodbye to your friends. But can you share with us, how was Love and Light born for you?
No, it was born probably around 1999, but didn't form a company until 2001. Mm-hmm. And basically, I was in the state of Georgia, which doesn't, at least at that time, didn't have a lot of rules or structures around this kind of ability. So I needed a business structure. And I always had to sign that I was under other. And I went ahead and got ordained so that I could at least be under the idea that I was doing some kind of spiritual or religious consulting, even though I don't consider that's what I'm doing. I'm more of a translator, as Eric says to me all the time. I'm just a voice. And he loves to put me down, right? He's laughing. So I created, really, the business came from that need of being able to provide a structure for the ability that I have. It didn't grow into something great until about 2006 or 7, when I started realizing that there was no place for just the commoner or the person who's interested in this kind of material to go and sit and learn and have it be more of a clean venue. Something that's not woo-woo, more scientific-based, more hands-on, teaching to the visual, audio, kinetic learner. You know, not sticking to the traditional idea that
the spiritual person wears the gypsy skirt and has the wart and the crystal ball and the gray hair. It was more of, this is a average, normal thing. And you should be interested in it because everybody has a right to do it.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
All right. What is the biggest lesson you've learned about yourself from Eric? That's the first part of the question. Second part is, does Eric come to you during dream time? We have a couple minutes before break.
Yeah, he has not come to me in dream time, and I'm very blessed about that. He just comes when I'm awake, which is a little bit more scarier. And the biggest thing he has taught me is to let go. Just shut up and let go. Like, it's okay to learn something new, because I panic when I hear his language and his style, because it's so much of who I am not. So letting go so that I can learn more and have a different perspective and laugh more. I think these are the two huge qualities that Eric has challenged me with.
Okay, one quick question since we have...
To get your free copy now, that's nakedtruthaboutcoffee.com and check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Say you will, say you won't. Make up your mind tonight. Say you do, say you don't.
We are back on the Shauna Jen Show. I was expecting more song. I'm sorry. Our topic today is spirituality, life, and all things Eric with Jamie and Eric. Jamie, please, can you share your contact information and on how the audience can contact you for a reading, get your book, go to an event, et cetera, et cetera?
Thank you. You can find me at withloveandlight.com or just Google search Jamie Butler.
Sweet.
That was simple, right? Good point.
And then if people want to find the blog, they can go to...
Yes, if they're looking for Eric and channeling Eric, they can go to channelingeric.com. But remember, guys, it's Eric, E-R-I-K.
Awesome. Previously, we were getting to know Jamie a little better. And then I really wanted to have this special guest on in this next segment. This person actually is how Sean and I found the Channeling Eric blog. And I know her and her husband here in Colorado. They teach classes. So without further ado, before I introduce her, they also have a company called Eclectic Horizons.
That's
so
right.
Without further ado, we're going to introduce Cindy Musil. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Cindy.
Now, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Great. Well, I am so honored to be on the line with all of you today. It's just so exciting for me to have the opportunity to call in because my husband, Kent, and I are just so very, very grateful for the Channeling Eric blog and Elisa and Jamie and Eric, of course. we're just thankful for everything that they've done and continue to do for us directly and for people around the world through the blog. So I'm really excited that I got to call in today.
Awesome. Jamie, are you there still?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Okay. So, Cindy, you have some questions you want to ask Eric, a couple of questions you want to ask him. So I'm going to let you have the floor.
Okay, great. Eric, so you've shared on your mom's blog, but I wanted you to explain again to all the listeners how a loved one who has passed can be in multiple places at one time. You know, for example, if a husband or a father dies, explain how he can be with his parents, his widow, and each of his kids, and also his friends, all at the same time. You're so, you know how much I like you, Eric, and I don't want to give you a bigger head, but I love your analogies. So I hope you have one of your great analogies to pull out.
First of all, he says, hi, Cindy. It's so great to have you online. And he said, thank you for keep inviting him over to your house. He loves working with you and your husband, and he can't wait to see what your company grows into. And
yes.
He said, just to get straight into it, when you cross over, he goes, I know it's hard for somebody to imagine as being a human being that they can be at the grocery store, at home, with their parents, and traveling Europe. He goes, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could do that? He said, but in spirit form, you can. Because we're not contained into this little tiny body anymore. We have this sense of freedom and this division that we can do. And when we divide, we are not lesser than the whole. He goes, for example, he goes, I know you like the old analogies and things. If anybody out there ever was alive in the 80s, when the I'm so sorry.
Great. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Eric.
I think we were all here. Yeah. I think all of us here were alive in the 80s.
Just insulted the whole group, Eric. Thanks.
He said when people used to buy the hologram necklaces and they had skull and bones on it or that rose, and you could take that pendant and smash it onto the ground, break that glass, and you could pick up any piece of that glass and look under it in a microscope, and that whole hologram image is in there in its own perfection. So even though it was a piece of the whole, it contains the entire makeup of that picture. It's just like every cell in our body contains the entire DNA makeup. So the soul has an ability to divide itself so it can be with several people at once to play through that role or that contract or that need for that soul to be with multiple people at the same time, to heal, to guide, for whatever that individual's purpose is. And like I mentioned before, it does not make that soul any lesser than its entirety. And he goes, you know what? He goes, Cindy, you're actually doing it right now. He goes, in fact, everybody listening, tighten your seatbelts, adjust your pillows. You are doing it too. He goes, everybody has that concept of reincarnation, right? But as we are growing to learn, time is not linear. So we can pretend in our head that time is stacked. And if we still have the concept of reincarnation, we have all these lives happening. But guess what? They're happening simultaneously. Ooh, put your hat back on, he said. He's so feisty tonight. What is that? It's like 1950s humor. I'm grateful that he's not
And he did not get the point. Thank you for the great analogy, Eric. I appreciate it.
He said, you're so welcome. He said, love you to tons.
Awesome.
Well,
Cindy,
along
you have
those same
question.
Lines. Yeah, along those same lines. Talk about, let me just go to a different type of question. Many people have a desire to contact their loved one, but at the same time, they're scared to do so. And, you know, we all know that that's not scary, but unfortunately, movies and television don't portray communicating with loved ones in spirit as natural, and instead, they decide to make it frightening or even demonic. So what guidance can you share, Eric, to help people overcome this fear so that they can connect with a loved one who has passed?
He said, you're right, Cindy. The number one thing that's preventing a human being from communicating to that loved one is, well, first of all, their belief system. Do they believe they can? And the second one is the fear. And fear is in place because of this unknown. It's a mystery. How do we do it? How do we do it safely? Well, I mean, I think we all adjusted pretty well when we got telephones. We taught our children, this digit number calls so-and-so, and you know exactly who you're getting, and you actually ask, hey, is that you? And you get a response. You can do this with your spirits, the guides, your family members, your loved ones that you want to connect with. You need to learn a process that works for you and how to dial that number to bring them closer to you, how to ask if it's them, and how to receive that message. First, it starts with belief. Then figuring out some process. You can even call it a ritual if you want. I'm A-okay with that one. Get that ritual down into place. And then it's going to bleed right into, do you trust yourself? Because listen, this whole life game, it's just you. You're not competing against anyone else. Sorry, Americans. I think I offended everybody there. Right, Sean?
Sean's very offended.
Yeah.
it's just about you, he says. Just about you, baby.
this kind of an extension of Cindy's question. Do you see that perception changing? Because I know TV likes to, you know, have ratings, and it's really why they make it so scary, I think. Do you think that's going to change over time?
Absolutely, and it already is. Because right now, what it has to, the pendulum really has to swing. First, it started off with ghosts and these stories and inserting fear, like Cindy was talking about. So that was getting the ratings up. Now, if we watch our shows, and no offense to these shows, but we're using it as entertainment factor, right? Because it's on TV, like The Psychic Sisters or The Long Eyed Medium. You know, we're finding familiarity in them because of their family lifestyle or their humor or, you know, like how she wears her hair and nails, even though Eric said he would never wear his hair and nails like that.
But he
like
should. Her. He yeah, should wear his hair like that.
I like her, though. I like Long Island Medium.
Well, and it shows, I think it also shows how real they people, that they're just real people.
Right. Yes. And he says, and so now the pendulum is swinging back to making them very real, but putting a humor edge to it, right? Because we can't be too serious about this yet, because the market's not ready for it.
Right, right.
So it goes, watch the...
Oh, sorry.
It goes, watch the pendulum swing and hang right in the middle. And you know what that's going to happen? Is where religion and science come together and bam. Or sorry, boom. Gotcha.
I'm not allowed to say that on this episode, so you don't have to say it for me, Jamie.
Oh, God. Now he's just repeating it. Boom, boom, boom. Boom.
Time frame, Jamie. Time frame. Does Eric have a time frame?
He said last year he was counting it down from 6 years. Now he's counting down from 5.
Okay.
And that's when we're going to start seeing it in the media, in the talk frame. And then for it to get into kind of mass, of course, everything takes about 15 years to hit mass media. So tack on another, he says tack on another 10 from now.
Okay. Unless it's an iPhone or something.
Seriously.
Okay. Cindy, do you go ahead and kind of share with our audience some of the cool things you guys have.
You guys got the floor, he says.
Cindy?
Share with the listeners, yes.
Okay. Share with the listeners. Yeah, share with the listeners what you got going on. Go ahead.
So, first of all, I just wanted to talk a little bit about how we met Jamie and Eric. We have a band called Eclectic Verve, and that's how we happened upon the Channeling Eric site. And it truly, very literally, has changed our lives and in so many wonderful ways. And we have been so excited to learn and communicate with loved ones who have passed and have since become psychic mediums. And we also are able to communicate. One of the things that Kent's been working on with another spirit whose name is Maitland, who Jamie introduced us to. Mm-hmm. Maitland is teaching Kent how to trans channel. So it's something that's been really interesting and exciting for us. And it was her idea. She said, "You guys, I want you guys to teach classes in Denver, similar to what Jamie does in Atlanta. We need a Denver presence." And so we are presenting a class on channeling in April 7th at the Cloisters in Lakewood, from 12:30 to 4:30 on Sunday, April 7th. We will be presenting Maitland's class, which she titled Channeling, Demystifying This Natural Occurrence, because she wants everybody to, again, get rid of the fear factor. This isn't mystical, magical. Everybody can do this. She really wanted to reinforce that kind of a concept. And as part of that, we will explain from one side of the pendulum to the other, one side being the semi-conscious, the conscious channeling, which is mediumship, semi-conscious, which is you can do automatic writing, and through trans channeling. So really excited to bring introduce Maitland to Denverites in April. And if you want to register for that, our website is www.eclectichorizons.com. And the way you spell that is eclectichorizons.com. And there's a great big red link on our front page, which will take you to the appropriate registration page.
Wonderful. Cindy?
Yes, yes. And Eric, I just want to put out for you that Kent has this dream that someday Kent and Jamie are going to be on the same stage, and you and Maitland are going to be the spirits that are coming through to talk to the audience.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine Eric and Maitland on the same stage.
Oh, I think it would be all kinds of fun.
Wow, that would be insane laughter. I can tell you that.
Love it. Well, we are rolling right through the break, everybody. We are not going to take a break. We just have too much to ask Eric today. But we want to thank you, Cindy, for coming on and asking Eric a couple questions and surprising him. And
thank you, Cindy,
really, for leading us to the Channeling Eric blog, because if it wasn't for you and Kent and us knowing each other, we wouldn't be at this, you know, we wouldn't have had them on our show. And so I like the networking and helping each other out. I love that concept, and I know you guys do it for others. Yeah. And so it's like passing all the good on, and there's just so much out there, especially here in Colorado. We have a great network of classes, teachers, anything, you know, anything goes pretty much. So
we do. And we've got that extended network in Atlanta through Jamie.
Right. Yay. Awesome.
Well, thank you so much. It was an honor to be with all of you today.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks for joining us, Cindy. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Eric sends his love. He'll be at your house later.
Okay.
No, he will. He'll show up.
Bye.
I know. He will. Bye.
Bye.
All right. So was Eric surprised? Did he know it was going to be Cindy?
That was awesome. He told me he knew who it was, but he wasn't going to tell me. And just before you started talking in the intro, he goes, "It's Cindy."
All right. So
we got some questions to get to then, huh?
Yep. Let's go.
Okay, we got some questions to get to for the man of the hour through the woman of the hour. Did I say that right?
Sure.
Allow myself to introduce myself. Okay. This is one that came on our Facebook page. And these are all from members of, you know, listeners of the show and the channelingeric.com blog site. So, since trees and plants are living souls and could even be our soulmates, do they have thoughts and emotions?
Yes, trees, plants, insects have thoughts and emotions. And trees and plants actually have complicated language systems in place. Soon you'll hear more about it. Science is starting to figure it out.
Is it like on the Twin Towers when they go to war? I don't know if it's the Twin Towers.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings. Sorry.
Oh, and they spend like a half hour communicating.
Right. And then they, do you remember that? Have you seen that, Jamie?
Yes. Eric's laughing. He's like, good Lord of the Rings quote. And yeah, it's kind of like that. But then again, you know, we're relying on entertainment to teach us about the realities of life.
Right. Okay. All right. So, Eric, can you explain Merkabas. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Merkabas. And also, will we be able to use our personal Merkabas to intergalactic travel? And how do we do this?
What's a Merkaba?
Eric's
going to tell us, right? Okay.
I've never heard of the word. So it's a real word. Is it in Frank?
No. Merkabas. It's like your own
energy in the body.
Energy traveling device, I believe it was what it is.
He's talking that it's a source of energy that's tucked away into the body, the physical body. It lies within the soul. And he's talking too fast. Nicely played, Eric. Back up. He's saying that once you are able to use your conscious mind to really communicate with the subconscious, not that you have really two identities in your head, but you do have two ways of perceiving information. That's with the awake mind and with the, let's just call it the spiritual mind. He goes, but that might piss some people off. The subconscious mind, let's stick there. The subconscious mind tunes more into what is universal, what goes beyond the human experience. So this is what we really want to pull to the surface. And the energy that's stored into your body, Merkabas, this is what you can really use to project or do astral travel.
It's crazy. The imagery he's giving me right away is really like space and going beyond into different dimensions and really traveling.
Yeah, that's really what the question is centered around, is intergalactic travel.
He said, yes, that's accurate, and yes, you can do it. We're not trapped to the bodies that we're living in. We're not trapped to the home that you live in, nor the car that you drive. You can actually get around in many different ways.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, this next question is regarding anger. Looked it up on the site, but nothing came up on the topic. I know it's connected to ego, though. And this is from one of the listeners. So if we want to become less angry and it's tough, how do we do it? And spiritually, how does Eric look at this emotion of anger?
He said, anger kicks ASS. it's not something that we need to ditch in our life. In fact, having anger, having any emotion, whether we deem it positive or negative, because most people deem angry being really negative, which is not really the case all the time. How you react to anger is where you get that negative, that ain't so good you did that kind of energy. And he said, yeah, we can say it's related to ego, but man, I would not pack your ego away and bury it. Because any extreme action that you're trying to do, going all happy, right, or ditching all the anger, isn't going to give you that oh my God, I can't say the word. He's laughing at me now.
Satisfaction.
Thank you. Oh, he does not let up if I stutter, and it just makes it worse. Okay. You can't go to one extreme or the other. You have to incorporate all of who you are. He goes, just like light and dark, we have both of them. That's the beauty of being a human. We're not asking you to go to one extreme or another. So, anger is only bad if you're acting on it and harming other people. He goes, can't we just draw the line in the sand and say that? Jen?
Sounds good.
I'm okay with that.
He goes, we can sit down and really talk more about it, but really that anger thing isn't really bad. It helps people set boundaries.
Right, right. I agree with that.
I agree. All right, I have a question. This is a good one, I think. How many lives is each of us current living today in either other dimensions or planets? Is it individual to each soul?
Yes.
And how, okay, so each one of us is different. And then, okay, so the answer is yes. So then here's the second part of the question. Can you describe a future life for our boy over here, Shawnee Bear? And do we know each other in some capacity, him and I?
He goes, Jenny. I'm going to pretend that when you say future, we're going to...
I'm meaning now.
All right. Cool.
I didn't write these questions, by the way.
Uh-oh. Dude, don't throw her under the bus.
Oh, no.
You totally threw me under the bus.
Oh, dude. We got some episodes to go back and listen to.
He says that birthday one was good. All right. Let's just pretend time is linear. And yes, Sean does have future lives. In fact, he has several happening with what we would consider being more advanced or in a future lifetime or style from where he is now. And are you mixed in his life? Yes. He said, I can currently look at one very clear where the two of you are living in a tiny town out in Scotland, on the northern border of Scotland, and it's on the water. But there's all these steel structures built, and it's a nature's conservancy point where they're measuring wind, temperatures, all these things. And Sean, you're still a man. Jen, you're still a woman. And the two of you are not intimate, but the two of you like each other a lot, and you won't do anything about it, and it's quite frustrating.
Well, all I want to know is, am I wearing a kilt? Because I'll rock the kilt. I rocks the kilt. I like the kilt. Okay.
He said, unfortunately, no, but you are wearing a unitard.
A unitard.
Oh, that's not cool.
It looks like scuba gear.
Scuba gear, okay.
What do you call that? Wetsuit is what it looks like.
Wetsuit, okay.
So you must be doing some kind of eco water scape testing.
Yep, I'm a man of many interests. Many likes. Okay.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. Some, uh, we, I'm gonna go to another question from the forum. Sometimes we have amnesia to our true identity or purpose. Can we at any time choose to remember? And if so, how would a person go about doing that?
Sure, you could do that, but you might F it all up.
Hey, I'm just relaying a question. That's from a member, man.
How so? How could you F it up?
Well, that's like if you are a parent, which most of our listeners are, and your child comes to you with either a moral lesson or, let's say, a lesson at school, and instead of letting the child figure it out for themselves and learn for themselves, you give them the answer. And so, oh, they get the answer, but they don't incorporate into their lifestyle. So the question comes up again, and there they are, tongue-tied and not doing very well because you gave it to them last time, so they're going to look at you to nurse them again. So you can kind of get in a hole when you start tapping into what are all my answers, and it kind of can paralyze you in a way where you aren't as independent as you believe you are. It's better to actually not know a lot of where you're going and what you need to do. I think the main focus of the human being's life on Earth is to focus on being an emotional being, have emotional honesty, and live in the now. Everything is based on love. We can just pretty much say everyone's lesson, everyone's contract is learning different levels of love. All right? Stay in the now.
Right. I agree with
that. Stay in the now.
And love is it, man. Everybody knows how I roll.
All right.
Emotional honesty. And he says, you got it down. You don't need to know those details of what you structured for yourself. You will come across it.
Okay. You know no one's going to like that answer, but okay.
You know, hey.
I'm just being honest.
Hey, I didn't say you were wrong.
All right. We have a couple minutes before we do need to take a break. What, Eric, what's the best thing about being back home?
Home, Eric. Home.
He said, really is I'm able to feel the love from my family that they were giving me the whole time, but I couldn't connect to it. Because that's been the most amazing feeling. He's like, my mom, what? She's like 4'2". Have you ever met her in person? Sorry, mom.
No,
you're like a petite little package.
Yes. Oh, really?
She's 4'2".
Come on, 4'2".
She's
hobbit.
Not 4'2".
She a hobbit. She a hobbit, Eric.
No, he's laughing so hard.
Don't do that to her. She's a nice woman.
He said, my mom's going to wring my neck.
She's no. 4'11", right?
She's like 5'4".
Oh.
But anyways, he was saying that it, even though she's small, she packed this huge emotional power that she carries with her. But when he was living, he just couldn't absorb it in the right way. Now that he's home, he can really see where people are coming from. There's no mistrust. There's no mystery with a person's emotions. If they're coming at you and saying one thing and feeling another, what you feel in spirit is their emotional honesty first. And their words could just be bouncing all off of you. But it's really messed up when you're human. You kind of rely on those words to hit you and get into your heart and you understand them and you forget to open up and tap into that emotional body first, man. It's not about the words. Where are they coming from? How are they feeling? That's my favorite thing about being home. That and the travel, and I can see any band I want to at any time.
Awesome. Oh, I like that. All right. This has been a great, I'm glad we extended and this, we need to take a break now. But before that, I want to give our Sean and I our contact information, which is www.soulpathinsights.com. You're listening to the Sean and Jen Show. We'll be right back.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything. She loves to move. She loves to groove. She loves a lot of things.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to The Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We're back on the Sean and Jen Show with me, Sean, and Jen sitting right across from me. For all of our listeners, Jen and I can be contacted at www.soulpathinsights.com. So we got some upcoming events, right?
Yeah, so Soulpath Insights, myself and Sean are hosting a workshop called Calling in Your Life's Work, March 30th from 1 to 5 at Isis Bookstore here in Inglewood, Colorado. And we also want to mention... We also want to mention December 11th Productions. For all your multimedia needs, you can go to www.1211productions.com. And Sean, go ahead and tell us the tip of the week.
Okay. This tip of the week, everyone, comes from moi, your one and only, Sean DeMarco Garcia. It came to me. I have a lot of stuff just come to me, but it's really big. So a lot of people have a lot of stuff going on, and they forget that the purpose of change is to take you out of your comfort zone, not make you more comfortable. So if you're going through something or something changes with your job or relationship or personality, finances, it's not meant to make you more comfortable. It's meant to grow you. That's why, it's change. Change takes you out of your comfort zone. So again, the purpose of change is to take you out of your comfort zone, period. Not make you more comfortable. So get ready to be uncomfortable and grow to what you're supposed to be. That's for me.
I think you and Eric must be really in sync, because it's basically what he said about the amnesia and not knowing too much, mm-hmm. right? Right, Jamie?
Oh, absolutely. But he was also saying, I guess that means if you've gotten a fatter belly, if you change your jeans to the size 38 when you should have been a 34 and it's more comfortable, maybe that's not the change you're talking about.
What is it with all the guys in the smart comments on that quote? I had a friend, Josh, who I put it on Facebook, and he said, does that include socks and underwear? And I'm like, really, dude? Really, you're going to diminish my clothes like that?
It just goes back to some men, not all, just really kind of basic.
Excuse me.
He said it's man cave style.
It's man cave style, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just different.
Yup, just different. Just flip them in and out. Oh, I mean inside out. Okay.
All right. For those listeners who are just tuning in, you can always listen to the downloadable version of our show under the Channeling Eric blog or at our website, soulpathinsightswithanS.com. If you go to our website, just click under multimedia and then SBI radio episode. Sean, who's our technical guru here at Soul Path Insights, has them all orderly and cataloged based on the date.
See, I'm not just a pretty face. Wait, I got to put this out there. I'm not just a pretty face here. I just don't read people either. I'm a little more than just intuitive. I'm a technical guy, too. And I cook. You're one lucky woman as I am one lucky man.
That's right.
Boom. Oh, sorry.
I have a question for Eric.
Hit me.
Okay. Do superheroes really exist?
You're married to one.
He said, yes, they're in every woman.
Eric didn't say that, Jamie. You
he
said
did.
That.
Oh, no, come on. Come he's standing on. There with his arms up in the air like, please, let me hear your applause. Stand up, women.
I feel like I'm on an episode of Real Housewives of Intuition. I said it.
He said, yeah, there's actually heroes on Earth. Oh, yeah.
Is Sean one of those heroes on Earth?
You know, I'm just a man that does what he can.
Oh my god. He says, first of all, Jen, can you define hero for me?
Hey, I've saved a lot of stuff around here.
Someone who makes the bacon, someone who makes the money and the bacon, does the laundry, takes care of the kids, and then flies around in the night and saves people. That's Sean.
He goes, you mean someone who's extraordinary in an ordinary position? That's
yes.
A hero. And he said, okay. Yes, that is what Sean is.
Awesome.
But I don't wear the title hero well, people. I just do. But go
I
ahead.
Got a couple more questions. So what might be the biggest surprise or unexpected thing that will come from the big shift?
Oh, good one.
Biggest surprise? There's less fear.
Okay.
I think right now everybody's pretty much wired into thinking if they don't know what it is, that it possibly could be bad, so they should prepare and set up a defense. And sometimes isn't the kind of energy or focus that needs to be put out there. He's kind of cocking his head and he's running his fingers through his messy hair already. And he's saying, I think the next thing probably would be a sense of ease and freedom. Where I think so long, especially for Americans, we've lived in a structure where we believe we have to work hard and play hard, that our marketing has taught us that we have to be more than who we are or who we want to just naturally become. So it's allowing us to follow a lifestyle that's based more on our intuitive needs. And that with that comes a lot of ease and freedom. So we're going to start seeing a lot of beauty and a lot of art and a lot of the entertainment come back to life, the natural arts, performing arts.
Wonderful. Sean, do you want to ask the final question?
Yeah. I wanted to know if Eric had any final thoughts, anything you wanted to share with our blog members or followers, or even if you wanted to share something with Jen and I or anything. What's on your mind, Eric? Because I feel like there's something you're holding back. What's going on?
He says, I raise my glass in a cheers mode. He says, I hope that there's a bigger or a larger format that people like you, Sean and Jen, can provide for the people at home or in their car, wherever they're ending up, pre-recorded, sitting and listening while they're painting their walls. We need this kind of casual talk, this open forum discussion for people to really understand what their own personal path is about and what their intuition can give them. And he says, people like you provide that. He goes, that's really what I'm holding back on, is it's kind of sad that, he says, you're not going to cut me off, are you?
No, not to the 57 mark. You got a couple more minutes.
I don't know if he meant about this time frame, but in a larger sense, he's ready to do something bigger.
Yeah, you are. Okay. And now, Jamie, I think you're ready to do something bigger and go in a different direction too. Isn't that right?
I hope so, yes. I would love to start teaching more, yes.
But just follow my quote, Jamie.
Change my my underwear and socks. Got it.
No, that wasn't from me. That was from the other guy.
No, I think I love that, Eric. And I think that more exciting and big things to come. And so, you know, stay tuned. But one thing, just I want you to just, you know, your blog members that follow you love you so much. So give them a message before we sign off for the day.
Oh, he says that's the easiest thing. Messages always come extremely easy when you're giving them to someone you really love and care about. Then everybody who clicks in, taps in, makes a comment, or just sits and reads at night and doesn't tell anybody else what the hell they're reading, he goes, that's the person that I'm supporting and loving and helping them learn something new. And he goes, for you guys, thank you. For wow, I just got really verklempt. Sorry. Oh. Step back, Eric. Get away from me. Oh, God. When he gets emotional, sometimes it hits me like a wall. He's talking about that he appreciates everyone who comes forward in this way, and he's giving them thanks and that he'll support you as you're learning about yourself. Actually, well, he feels really touched.
Well, we appreciate that, too. And thank you both for being on here today. It's always a fun time. Jen and I always have a lot of fun on Tuesdays. We want to thank you both for being our guests. We want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Shauna Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. As usual, we had a great time. Please join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central, and 3 p.m. Pacific time. Have a great week. We'll see everybody back next Tuesday.
You've been listening to the Shauna Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio. Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to experience a synergistic radio show to assist you in gaining a deeper perspective and understanding in your everyday life. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life. For more information about Sean and Jen, visit www.soulpathinsights.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host. Incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love. Be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought. Because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.